Hi. This is the second part of the previous Core Java Interview Question podcast, so let's dive in to learn some more important Core Java interview questions and answers. Question 21. What are the benefits of passing this keyword into a method instead of the current class object itself? Answer. As this is a final variable, it cannot be assigned to a new value while the current class object may not be final or susceptible to change. Also, the implementation of this keyword can be used for a synchronized block. Question 22. What is the inheritance in Java? Answer. Inheritance is a mechanism that enables one object to acquire the behavior and properties of another object belonging to another class. It is used for method overriding and code reusability. Through inheritance, you can create new classes built upon the existing classes. When inheriting from the existing class, you can reuse the fields and methods of the parent class. Besides, you can also add new fields and methods to your current class. Inheritance represents the parent-child relationship or the is-a relationship. Question 23. What is a composition in Java? Answer. Having reference to an instance of a class within the instance of some other class is called composition. In simple terms, the composition is a special case of aggregation that represents a robust relationship between two objects. The composition represents the has-a relationship in classes. For instance, if a class contains students, then those students cannot exist without the class. Thus, it shows that there exists a composition between the class and students. Question 24. Why doesn't Java support pointers? Answer. A pointer is a variable that stores the memory address. Java doesn't use pointers because they are complex to understand and are unsafe or unsecured. Question 25. What is the primary use of the super keyword? Answer. Following are the primary uses of the super keyword. Number 1. It can be used to refer immediate parent class instance variable. Number 2. It can be used to invoke immediate parent class method. Number 3. Super is useful to invoke the immediate parent class constructor. Question 26. What is a method overloading? Answer. Method overloading allows a class to define multiple methods with the same name, but different arguments. That is, it allows you to define different methods that have the same name, but that respond to correspondingly different messages sent to an instance of the class. Question 27. Why doesn't Java allow overriding of the static method? Answer. We cannot override a static method as the static method is bonded with static binding at compile time, while method overriding is based on the dynamic binding at runtime. Question 28. Is it possible to modify the throws clause of the superclass method when overriding it in the subclass? Answer. Yes, it is possible to modify the superclass method's throws clause when overriding it in the subclass. However, there are some rules which we need to follow while overriding in exception handling, like if the superclass methods do not declare an exception, then the subclass overridden method cannot declare the checked exception, yet it can declare the unchecked exception. If the superclass method declares an exception, then the subclass overridden method can also declare the same subclass exception or no exception, but cannot declare parent exception. Question 29. Can you have virtual functions in Java? Answer. In Java, all the functions except private, static, are final or virtual functions by default. Question 30. Specify the fundamental difference between the final method and the abstract method? Answer. The main difference between the final method and abstract method is that the final method is regarded as complete, while the abstract method is incomplete. The abstract method can only be used by overriding it. However, you cannot override the final method. Question 31. Explain the term abstraction? Answer. It is the process of hiding certain details and showing only essential information to the user. It can be achieved with either abstract classes or interfaces. Question 32. What is the meaning of interface in Java? Answer. An interface is a blueprint of a class that has abstract methods and static constants. It is a mechanism used to achieve multiple inheritance and full abstraction. The interface in Java represents the is-a relationship. Question 33. What are the key advantages of encapsulation in Java? Answer. Following are the advantages of encapsulation in Java. Number 1. The encapsulated codes are more flexible and easier to change as per the new specifications. Number 2. It allows you to modify the codebase without disrupting the function of the program. Number 3. Encapsulation in Java prevents other classes from accessing private fields. Number 4. It protects the codes and data from external inheritance. Number 5. Encapsulation simplifies an application's maintainability. And number 6 is, it also helps to achieve loose coupling in Java and reduces human error. Question 34. What do you mean by exception handling? Answer. Exception handling is a process that allows you to handle runtime errors due to exceptions. It helps to maintain the normal flow of a Java program and keeps it protected from any disruption. Question 35. What is the purpose of using Java Buffered Input Stream and Buffered Output Stream classes? Answer. As its name suggests, the Java Buffered Input Stream class is used to read information from the stream. It uses the buffer mechanism internally to accelerate the performance and adds functionality to another input stream. Whereas, Java Buffered Output Stream class is useful for buffering an output stream. It increases efficiency by storing values to be written in a buffer than to writing the data directly. Question 36. What is an externalizable interface in Java? Answer. The externalizable interface is deployed to write the state of an object into the byte stream in a compressed format. It means externalizing your serialization. Question 37. What is socket in Java? Answer. A socket is one endpoint of a two-way communication link between two programs running on the network. Question 38. Define the purpose of the strict FP keyword? Answer. Java's strict FP keyword assures you to provide the same result on all the platforms if the operations are performed in the floating point variable. The precision can differ from one platform to another. That is why Java has provided the strict FP keyword to get the same result on every platform. It enables us to have better control over floating point arithmetic. Question 39. What are the peerless components in Java? Answer. Lightweight components in Java are known as the peerless components. Question 40. Why we use the JavaBean? Answer. JavaBean is a reusable component of software that can encapsulate many objects into one. Thus, it enables us to access this object from multiple places. Thank you for listening to our podcast.